Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This Homeland Security individual on, who you can tell is well-meaning but just does not see the big picture. Then we point out all this police state stuff he's involved in. He goes, well, you are right about the command centers, and I am against that. See, they just don't understand. And he's going to be slowly bathed in this evil and slowly rationalized. Or maybe he'll wake up. You know, maybe he'll wake up later like so many others have throughout history. Let's try to get through some of your calls that have been holding the longest. Then we got Lynn Spencer coming up to give us an update on the total open border policy being hailed as an anti-illegal alien bill. Total baloney. It's got a few good provisions in it, but those are just sugarcoating on the poison pill. Jeff in New York City, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
I think maybe we should set up one of those citizen snooping committees up in New Haven, Connecticut.
I was going to say that earlier. We need citizen groups to literally spy on the government. That's what the Founding Fathers said. We need local government watch groups in every city. That's what you need. Statistically, government's the most dangerous. The caller earlier was pure gold. He said Founding Fathers knew organized crime was the biggest threat and government's the biggest organized crime, period.
Outside of Skull and Bones headquarters up there at the tomb is where we need it. I got a couple things about C-SPAN, if you got a minute.
Yes, sir.
Washington Journal this morning had Senator Mark Dayton on, a Democrat, who was downplaying, I believe, Nancy Pelosi's comments about possible impeachment that she gave this morning. He was out there downplaying it, which would seem odd from a Democrat if it wasn't for the admission that he made in the beginning that he is from the same fraternity at Yale as Bush, who was president of the fraternity a year ahead of him.
So admission that he's Skull and Bones.
They didn't come out and say Skull and Bones, but I put two and two together.
Well, it's really, you ought to put that in an email and send that to me. That's very interesting. But look, this is what they've always done, Jeff. Pelosi came out and said, let's not be anti-war. She said in a memo that lets part of us be anti-war and the other part not be. It's pure politics.
Sure. They all voted for the war.
Look, they all voted for the war, 99% of them, when it really counted. Now that it's window dressing, but look, when the people wake up and get mad and, 70-plus percent are against the war, 71%, what did you see? Hillary, Bill Clinton, Schumer, all of them.
Of course, Hillary and Bill met at Yale, didn't they?
Exactly, but we saw them. Yeah, there's a lot of secret members of Skull and Bones. They all ran and jumped on the other end of the seesaw trying to keep us from being able to get control. And Lieberman and Kissinger, just out of the woodwork, all these roaches appeared. And just all these Democrats going, oh, we need to love Bush, he's so good, oh. And then suddenly Democrats went, well, I worship Bill Clinton. I guess the war is good, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton's been a government agent since he got out of high school. He was tapped by the Bushes for that staged election in 92.
I didn't know that kind of stuff until I heard you, I believe you called into Washington Journal sometime a couple days after 9/11, 2001.
You heard listeners plugging me. I've never been allowed
on. Okay, well, so somebody did, and that's how I found out about your website was on there. That's just a good thing about C-SPAN. I got a couple more things about C-SPAN, though. On Friday, I got through and talked to Brian Lamb. I've gotten through several times. I've spoken to Arlen Specter.
You need to plug InfoWars or Prison Planet when you do.
Well, that's what I did.
I
asked my question to the guest, and then Brian has a book out that I was in the contest they had for viewer call-ins, the essay contest, and he sent me a free book, and I read just a little bit of it. But he had a story in there about how when he was at Chester Arthur's tomb in Albany, he jumped the fence and snuck in there, and I said, well, Brian, if you're brave enough to do that, you should be brave enough to have Alex Jones on the show.
What did he say?
He just smiled and gave the question to the guest. I got another thing for you, Brian.
Stay there. I'll let you finish up when we get back. And then we've got Lynn Spencer. Just finish up quick when we get back, because Lynn Spencer's a busy guy. Update you on this new bill, this new legislation. Oh, the border problem is going to be fixed. Total baloney. Be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Scott, Chris, David, many others that are patiently holding, we're going to go to your calls in this hour. Glenn Spencer's with us to analyze this bill that's got some sugar coating in it. Got a fence, got a little more funding for the Border Patrol that's really been debilitated. But Frist is openly saying they're going to add the guest worker total amnesty plan into it that Bush has been pushing for 5 years. So we'll give you an update on what's really going on with all of that. And Bush has sworn he'd never sign one of these bills that would really do something about our hemorrhaging country. But now, because Republicans are panicking, that they're all going to be removed from office. I mean, it's going to be devastating. Bush is saying he may sign it, which I don't believe for a minute. You know, he's just a congenital liar. But the point that we're having to force him to come down to the border and grandstand and run around and act like he's going to do something is a positive sign. Very, very positive. Bring our troops home, put them on the borders, and give me a break. Real fast, we were talking to Jeff in New York. Jeff, finish up the point you're making about Brian Lamb and C-SPAN.
Okay, well, I wanted to move on to another thing. I'm from this little town in upstate New York called Skinny Atlas. During the 2000 campaign cycle, Bill and Hillary Clinton vacationed here as an obvious stunt for her Senate campaign. They'd been here a few years before that. I met them during that time. They were nice. I mean, I met them at the airport. They were fine. I got some video of that. But the odd part of the story is when Rick Lazio, who was competing with Hillary for the Senate that year, he came to Skinny Atlas a few weeks later, and his crew, just me down there with my video camera on public property, threatened me, They brandished firearms on me, trying to intimidate me. They tried to have the local police arrest me. They had some children of the local Republican Party leaders harassing me in the streets while they were trying to film a campaign commercial for Lazio. And at one point, he sent out his someone to take pictures of me. They took a lot of pictures of me that day.
Well, it shows their arrogant attitude. A lot of these politicians are just completely crazy.
I found out on C-SPAN in a Christopher Hitchens speech that they gave that he was mocking Henry Kissinger for how low he had sank. Henry Kissinger was working on Lazio's campaign that year, he said.
Well, Henry Kissinger is a real piece of work. You find him all over the place. Thank you so much for the call. Interesting stories there. All right, let's go to Glenn Spencer, who I really appreciate coming on the broadcast today. I tried this morning to do some research on this bill, and I saw they were trying to add all the poison to it. But it looked pretty good on the face of it, but they've done this, three other times, where they get a good bill, and then they get everybody behind it, and then right at the last minute they tag a bunch of, oh, we're going to control the illegals after we totally legalize them. You know, they'll create a bill that does something, not enough, but something, and then again they'll add, we've got a bill against murder, but we're going to legalize murder after we pass this bill. Glenn Spencer, AmericanPatrol.com, one of the leading, not the leading expert on research and tracking all of this, lives now right there on the border with their command base tracking all this in Arizona. Glenn, what's really going on?
Well, what's going on is, Alex, after all of the years of you pounding on these guys, they're starting to cave in. You know, after all, you have some influence here. And
every single listener does, Glenn.
Say again?
The listeners do, you know.
Well, I know that, but I mean, you've been pounding on this for years. And a lot of other people have, not as, you know, not with the effectiveness possibly, but Congress is beginning to feel it, you know. When Jim Gilchrist actually won the election on Election Day in California as an independent against in a Republican stronghold, the absentee ballots cost him the election. But on Election Day, Jim Gilchrist got more votes than anybody else in Orange County in California. He started the Minuteman Project, and we supported him all the way. That put the fear of God and the American people in the hearts of these Republicans in Congress. They can, in other words, when they feel the heat, they see the light.
Well, that's why they're rushing to put in these fraudulent voting machines where the poll shows a pro-border person is going to win, and then magically they lose with these special machines. I think it's clear from what I've seen that Gilchrist really won, and there was some hanky-panky going on.
Well, he got more votes on Election Day when the people who went to the polls, physically went to the polls, he came out number one.
But the fraud so many times
but
is what I'm saying.
We don't know what, you know, these absentee ballots, who they're coming from. But if you count in now, there were more absentee ballots than actual Election Day physical ballots. But this put the fear of God. He came from nowhere in 6 months.
Yeah, he needs to run again.
Yeah. And then you have Colby here in Arizona who...
Remember Bob Dornan, how he played ball with him and the Republicans forced him down the toilet?
That's correct. And he got all these millions of dollars for his Mexican nationalists. And they repaid him by throwing him out of office. Hermandad Mexicana Nacional. He got him like $30 million. And they were open borders, illegal alien advocates. And when they had that hearing down there, I went down and gave a speech outside the auditorium where the hearing was being held, and I was asked to come in and then testify. And I testified in the voter fraud hearing for Robert Dornan. And a lot of people think that in the Bob Dornan-Sanchez race, they investigated voting by illegal aliens. They never did that. They never investigated that. They investigated voting by people who were in the process of becoming citizens but voted early.
I remember
because
watching.
They were naturalized.
I remember, and it was clear of election fraud.
Absolutely.
Remember going and watching Bob Dornan on C-SPAN. Yes. He went in before the House and he begged them to have a hearing. He begged them to do something about the election, and they just laughed at him.
They had a hearing. It was a whitewash. I was part of it. I testified. But I also, since I testified before a House task force, it was an official House committee, as a witness, you can then, you have 5 days in which to revise and extend your remarks, just like they do in the House of Representatives. So I put into the congressional record all of the evidence that Mexico was invading the United States with hostile intent, the conquest of Aztlan.
Well, I mean, we have the TV stations, 600-and-something billboards going, this is Mexico, we're taking over. We have the radio stations called The Invasion, The Takeover. And Washington just loves it. They love the breakup of America. It's part of the globalist plan.
Well, you know, you're right. They want to have essentially one world government. The people in Washington think they're going to run it. They're wrong. But the people in New York and the stockbrokers think they're going to run it. They're wrong. We're going to lose the Southwest if they keep this up. But this bill, let me tell you something. I think that, you know, we've been yelling for years down here on the border the kinds of technology that needed to be used. Almost each and every item that we have brought up in the past is included in this bill. The use of unmanned aerial vehicles.
Well, you went, what was it, about a year ago and had a big meeting with some top elites in Washington. Even some of the elites are starting to balk at killing America. And look, Latin America is doubling its population every 20, 30 years. I mean, folks, we have got to build a 500-foot wall with fire-breathing dragons on it, or we're all going to be a third-world country. I mean, we're going to be living in Mexico City standards.
Well, let's understand something. You have something passed pretty substantially, a pretty substantial majority, passed a bill that builds a wall, at least 700 miles of it, that makes it a felony to enter the United States illegally, that you have an employer eligibility verification system, that they have to check the Social Security. This has been almost impossible to get through the Congress.
Well, yeah, citizens have to go through the whole national ID card thing that's already in place,
well,
but
no,
the illegals...
All they have to do is they have to verify that a person's Social Security number is valid.
That's what I'm saying. Citizens have to do that, but the illegals always get the wink and the nod.
Well, no, but this time they have to have a valid Social Security number.
Now, how good is this fence? I mean, is it double-sided with attack dogs?
Well, you could have it like you have it probably in San Diego, a little bit bigger, but that San Diego fence works. Go down and talk to the people down there. The double fence with a 150-foot wide road down the center of it, and then they have a big fence in the back that goes up and has a return. It's very difficult to cross.
That's what we need.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, Glenn, you know about it. South Texas is shutting down. I mean, it's on our news. Nuevo Laredo, no more tourism, falling apart. People are begging for the tourism. The job market's falling apart in Texas. Hundreds dead. Rocket attacks. U.S. mission closed. I mean, I don't think people in the rest of the country realize the war you talked about has already started here.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, and now Mexico is screaming bloody murder over this thing. The question, though, it's been passed by the House of Representatives, and now it has to be debated in the Senate after the first of the year. The fear is that the Senate will water it down and then add a provision to legalize millions of illegal aliens. And then the fear is that it'll go back to the House. They will balk at doing that, and then nothing will happen.
Well, yeah, it's a stalemate poison pill.
That's correct. And then who wins if nothing happens? Mexico. Because if nothing happens, these people still flood in here and nothing is done.
I've got a reporter where Frist is saying he's going to add the president's guest worker program, which is total capitulation.
That is a poison pill. The House will never go for it. So it'll kill the legislation.
So we need to contact Mr. Scammer. We need to contact Mr. Frist.
Oh, yes, that's correct. This has got to be, we have to put so much pressure on this Senate, and we're going to be doing it here. I'm going to be, I have a man who is going to take a report that I'm working on right now. It's on my computer right now. I've been working on it all morning. I'm working on it until January 4th. It's going to be in a DVD format, and it's going to reveal what really goes on at the border. Now, it's going to contain secret information. I cannot let the public see this, because if it were made public, it would jeopardize the effectiveness of the Border Patrol, because I'm using information from agents who, if it was found out they were giving me this information,
they'd be fired.
They would be fired.
Well, we had the Border Patrol head union chief on talking about that. And he said it's part of a world government. They've been told just America's dying, folks.
Oh, yeah. Bonner turned on us. He was bought off. I don't know how.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely. He said the fence won't work. He wants a guest worker program.
Maybe they gave him an offer he couldn't refuse.
No question about it. Somebody got to him.
All right, we'll be right back.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book. The most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We're talking to Glenn Spencer. Your calls are coming in the next segment. AmericanPatrol.com's powerful website. American Border Patrol's their organization. He's a documentary filmmaker. Has an amazing website over many years. And has been on the front lines. Just, you know, one of the grandfathers of this movement. Started out in you know, Native American affairs, helping Native Americans and doing a lot of good things in the community, and just saw a group of people in California going, "We're going to kill you. This is our country." Ha, ha, ha. And I'm not kidding, folks, with huge signs and pictures of white people's heads cut off. And Glenn said, "You know what? I'm going to do something about this." But it's all financed out of Washington. It's all a big sick joke. Glenn, Bush right now is saying he will sign this if it goes to him, but what I'm hearing is that, well, I've heard national talk show hosts go, President Bush is doing such a good job in the Southwest, he's in Texas, he's going to deal with the illegal alien problem, we've got to get his plan passed. Why, that'll fix the problem. Why won't, you know, so they're trying to do a bait and switch on us. How do we stop that from happening?
Well, you have to understand that that this bill is not going to go to his desk until it goes through the Senate, right? It's got to go to the Senate, and they've got to make amendments and do other things to it. And by the time they're finished with it, and then it has to go back to a House-Senate conference. And what they're going to try to do, his aim is to slap on this amnesty, which is what it really is, a guest worker program, to legalize 15 million people, and it'll eventually be 40 million, to legalize them all, as part of this comprehensive deal. So this thing is going to then go back to the House, and that there is, if they sell us out, there's going to be a revolution in this country. I will tell you that. If the House of Representatives agrees to an amnesty program that would cover eventually half of Mexico, there's going to be serious trouble in this country. So I believe his strategy is to push it over into the Senate, put a poison pill in it, send it over back to the House, and nothing happens.
And then just have status quo.
Now, let's assume just for a moment, however, that for some by some miracle, right, or his other strategy might be, okay, I will pass this without a guest worker program, and then 6 months later come back and say, well, we took care of the border, didn't we? Now we can have a guest worker program.
And that's something they do. They can pass something and then to the bureaucracy not implement it or enforce it.
That's correct. And one of the things that American Border Patrol is, well, the reasons that we're here, is to report directly to the American people what's actually going on at the border.
But Glenn, what's made the worm turn, though, is you and others testifying and going and talking to these big establishment groups. They're sick of it, even though they're rich and powerful and they know it's all part of the global plan. They're seeing it killing their country.
Absolutely. It's everywhere now. There's not a state that is untouched by a serious problem of illegal immigration.
So I mean, isn't that really where we're starting to get the initiatives?
More people are being impacted. But I will tell you, I've been at this for 14 years, full-time, 7 days a week. And the other side is extremely powerful and determined. I mean, these are like al-Qaeda terrorists, the other side. They will do anything. And so this is far from over.
Well, Glenn, I haven't had you on since I went to the Daisy Says Parade. And I just went there because I knew some Hispanic Ku Klux Klan groups were going to be there, and sure enough, they were wearing shirts playing in San Diego. And then I started researching it, and I found out that there's big groups promoting it right now online, killing every white man above the age of 16.
Well,
then I had local civil rights groups go, well, they're downtrodden. So what if they talk about killing you, Alex? Don't say it's bad or you're racist. I'm not kidding you. There were actual civil rights local commission newspapers and things that were saying, well, Alex is right. They are saying Plan of San Diego. But, you know, they actually said that's okay. Just lay down and let people kill you.
Well, I think Shakespeare says all's well that ends well. This thing is not going to end well. When you have the Catholic Church in Mexico, the Catholic Church spokesman, the official spokesman, saying that this bill is, quote, a triumph of the ideals of Hitler, he is calling the House of Representatives of the United States a bunch of Nazis. Now, what do you think?
San Diego was actually promoted by the Germans, so that's actually Nazi, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, the point is that if the Mexicans now believe that the people of the United States are a bunch of Nazis, what should happen to the people of the United States? They should be exterminated.
Well, I mean, that's what these groups say.
What they're saying. I mean, the Catholic Church is the Mesiquio Treveso Bencomo of the Catholic Church spokesman said that this bill was a triumph of the ideals of Hitler. He's saying the leadership of the Congress of the United States are a bunch of Nazis.
Yeah, I don't think the Catholic Church in the U.S. should put up with that.
Well, there's a lot that we could say. By the way, may I say something real quick?
Yeah, say it when we get back. Glenn, can you stay with us?
Sure.
Yeah, I want to hear it when we get back. Stay with us, Glenn Spencer. These breaks wait for no one. I wish they could, but it's all fired according to the satellites and our stations. AmericanPatrol.com, InfoWars.com. Check them out today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Scott, John, Chris, others are going to be taking your calls. I'm not going to keep Glenn Spencer too much longer because he's a very busy man. AmericanPatrol.com. Glenn, you were trying to say something when we hit that last break.
We might have some fun one of these days if you're interested. You know, we have a new Border Hawk M border vehicle. It's a Cessna TU-206 that I fly on the border. And we have a crew of two in the back. It's really a skydiving airplane which has cargo doors you can take off and fly. And I got a crew of two and cameras and intelligence officers. And we fly around the border and send live, now we just did this last week, live streaming video and audio over the internet. And if sometime you'd like to do a program, I can actually do an interview from the airplane.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
And we can show you live on the internet. You have to have broadband. You can sit there, just TV quality cover, color. We can talk.
And instead of like Skywatch traffic, we'll have illegal alien invader newswatch. You know?
Absolutely. And I can take you on a tour of the entire border down here in the NACO sector and show you how they do it.
Well, here's the incredible thing, Glenn. We have this Homeland Security gentleman on who's setting up the whole university down there in Knoxville with 14 classes and running it locally with these local squads to watch everyone and look for crime and terror. But meanwhile, the border's totally wide open, and the president calls the Minutemen vigilantes for sitting in lawn chairs calling the police.
That's right.
I mean, it's just it's a joke, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but
See, what we're equipping ourselves to do now, and once again, this is a major breakthrough for us. You'll be able to sit there and watch on your streaming video live as it happens. And we've spotted illegal aliens. We can show you, probably go up and show you how they come into Mexico, and the probability is we'll find one of these vans that drives up. We'll show you where they drop them off and where they cross. Now, we can't guarantee that if we're on for an hour that we're going to see something during that hour. There's a chance that we would. But we're up flying Sunday night.
Most of it goes on at night, right?
Well, we fly during the day, too. I mean, right now it's really slow because of Christmas. It always slows down.
Let's do that in a month or so in the new year. Well, that's a real honor for you to offer to do that. And let's have you on, and then we'll stream it right off the web, the audio of the video, or we can have you via cell phone up in the helicopter and talking to us while we stream another feed. I'd love to do that, and that's all at AmericanPatrol.com.
American Border Patrol. American Patrol is my slash and burn, take no prisoners website, but American Border Patrol, which I run,
is
a nonprofit corporation. We don't get involved in that. It doesn't get involved in politics. But you can download software there. It's called the Border Cam software, and you can download it. And then what happens is you get a little flag that appears on your screen, your computer screen, when we're up sending video from the airplane.
Ooh, I need to get that on my website. Could I have a link, on permanent link on my website?
Sure. Just go to AmericanBorderPatrol.com, and on the right it says download the Border Cam software.
And then every time it's happening, there'll be a flag on my website and people can click?
Yeah, when we're up in the air flying, actually sending, it'll appear on any computer. I don't know if the guys can make it appear on any one, but what happens is your webmaster can figure out how to use it, how to do that. But what happens is you when we're up in the air and we're actually sending live video out, and if you've subscribed to this service, a little window will pop up on your screen saying
we've got to do that. We've got to get linked over there. And you said you've got a new documentary coming out?
Yes. This is using confidential sources of information that I can't even tell you about. But in a whole series of incidents that we've had along the border, I've got one, and I can't tell you all about all of it. I've got the live information. They chased a group about a mile from me. They crossed into the United States, a group of 29. They were spotted by the Predator UAV. They brought in dog units. They brought in two helicopters. They had canine units. They had night vision. This was at night. 10 of them, got away. Despite all of the assets and all of the resources, and I go in and I prove how this happened, and I have all the information. I can't tell you how I got it. 10 of them got away. Despite the fact we had all of these things focusing on trying to catch these guys. That's just one of an example, and I go into detail and many, many examples of how it is very, very difficult.
You guys also walked up with a simulated nuclear bomb right up to the federal courthouse. You walked from right across the border.
Oh, yeah, we did it three times. And we documented it with night vision cameras. And the latest one, we did it after the Minutemen left, after the Border Patrol has all these new cameras and all this new stuff. And I made a DVD out of that, also secret, and it got to Tom Davis, head of the Government Reform Committee. And he just went ballistic. And part of what they learned in there is in the new border bill. We had a tremendous influence.
Whether it's Knoxville, Tennessee, with tattletale squads walking around, or Atlanta with federal teams walking around shaking down families, it's ridiculous. Oh, we'll just randomly line Americans up, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, purple, green, blue, and we're going to randomly search you and raid you and have Miami teams, but we're going to have acing when planes land in Miami and not even look at the IDs of people from third world countries.
Yeah.
I mean, that was in the Miami Herald a few years ago.
We've proven it. We smuggled that weapon of mass destruction right up to the front door of the federal building. We smuggled it into malls. I'm really shocked that we haven't been blown up yet. It's certainly a piece of cake to get anything across the border. And to get it into Mexico is also very easy.
Oh, don't worry. When the right people want to do it to take all our freedoms, it'll magically happen.
I agree.
Well, Glenn Spencer, I want to thank you again on short notice for checking in with us.
Sure.
And as this develops, please continue to let us check in with you, and we always appreciate your fine work. So coming up, is this going to be in the new year, this big battle, or will this be in the next week?
No, it's going to be the next year. In January, it'll hit the Senate, and then the fur will fly. When they start changing this bill to try to change it to water it down and include a guest worker program, that would most certainly, if passed, destroy this country.
Well, I'll say this. You know, we've got, I say 40 million. You know, a lot of government numbers say 13 to 14 to 30 million. They don't know anywhere in that area. You know, it's a lot more than that, because on these censuses, most of these illegals, when they go to a census, how many of you were here? They go, no one. You know, so,
well,
I mean,
you know, let me just say one last thing. George Bush is a champion of democracy, and yet he wants to bring millions of people into this country to work who have no right to vote here. Think about that.
Well, they want to use it to leverage out all of our jobs, no matter what color we are.
He wants all of these disenfranchised people who cannot participate in the democracy. He wants those as the backbone of our labor force.
And they'll also weigh down, they've already bankrupted in California and Arizona.
No, there's no question about that.
The social welfare.
The champion of democracy wants to bring in people who cannot vote. That's crazy.
Well, that's why they love Mexico, because they're total slaves down there. And but I mean, Glenn, finish up what I'm saying. You know, at least we're forcing a bill in there that does the right thing. Even if they're going to try to put amnesty on it, we know that we fight it right. Just having to publicly acquiesce and stop saying that, you know, that these bills are bad. Having to give lip service now, and even though we're in a stalemate, while they still spill it, at least they're not getting...
Well, there's all this bill. Billions flooding in. It'll be a fait accompli in about 5 years. It'll be nothing we can
do. Well, I don't get why, with a lot of these illegals coming in, why wave the Mexican flag? Why say America's bad? Why say you're going to take over? What is there to take over? You're just going to be peons here like your peers.
Well, I mean, you know, you've got people coming across the border with a third-grade education, so what do you expect?
Yeah, in some cases, they're smarter than the average Americans, who are really dumb down there.
Well,
But I mean, seriously, big corporate money, all these white-owned companies, and that's who owns these. You know, this is your country. Take over. Get the white people. And it's old white men running the companies. I mean, why do they want that, Glenn?
Well, they don't believe it. You know, they don't believe that.
They just know it works as a sales tactic.
They're making too much money.
They just know it's a nice sales tactic to say, hey, this is Mexico.
Yeah.
Again, it's just totally cynical. Totally and completely cynical. All right, well, Glenn, I appreciate you coming on with us.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Take care. And even more than that, folks, the globalists want to drive down the wages, balkanize the U.S., the Pan-American Union. Mexico will be as enslaved as we're going to be enslaved, and they just want us all fighting with each other, and that we shouldn't do that. And at another level, they're having to let the U.S. be a steam valve for revolution in Mexico. Did you know, what was it, 100 years ago, there was like 15 million people there? Now it's like 95 million, and in just 30 years it'll be 200 million. I mean, that's just one country in Latin America. I mean, the Mexicans that are here now, the illegal aliens, are all going to be displaced by the other Latin Americans. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. You wait till the billions of Chinese start coming here, which they already are. You wait till the billions of Indians. I mean, it's already over a billion in each country. I mean, we just can't take them all. Do you want to compete against somebody in Calcutta where half the population lives homeless and there's dead bodies all over the streets? I mean, I got video of it on the website. Do you want to compete against 30 million in Mexico City when half their population lives in homeless areas, in cardboard boxes? I mean, that's how we're going to live. The elite just loves it. Meanwhile, people are running around waving Mexican flags going, we're taking over. You're not taking anything over, Jack. You're being used to destroy this country. I don't dislike you. And yet, it isn't all illegal aliens that have that view. It doesn't matter. Still, it's being used. All right, let's go ahead and take... Debbie Morrow's been holding, and I promise we'll go to Scott, John, and Chris. They've been holding for time immemorial. But Debbie Morrow was going to have her on in the second hour, but I had that guest that we got on short notice about Homeland Security. Now tattling on everybody's very wonderful and how it's all well-meaning and, oh, we just care about you. And then we had the border report, but quickly, this is, I guess, the last day or two, and they ship it out to you, UPS, and so you'll get it pretty quick. Great gift to give, pure water purification, made in America. Debbie, tell us about those specials quickly.
Really quickly, Alex, we're still shipping, and we will do second day air at no extra charge to get it there by Friday.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing that. That's a great deal.
Yeah, today we're doing third day air. Tomorrow we'll do second day air. Wednesday, is tomorrow Wednesday? Yeah, Thursday is going to be our last day of shipping, and we'll overnight it, but there will be a $10 additional fee over the regular shipping.
Now you're getting, right now you're getting 2 days. It's, what, 50-something
right,
bucks.
We're doing three day today, 2 day tomorrow, and we're not upcharging anything on that. So give us a call and leave good numbers, and I will be calling on into the night. Leave the latest amount of time I can call if they want to place an order. And I want to say something really quick about the illegal alien thing. Can I say something really quick,
Yeah,
Alex?
Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay, my stepmom is a Hispanic American, you know, whose family was here forever. But she looks and talks like a Spanish person, but she also speaks English. She's bilingual. And she has neighbors in her senior citizen apartments, you know, that are illegal aliens, but they're her friends because she speaks both languages. And they have husbands who go over to Mexico and take, like, truckloads full of stuff. They buy a truck, you know, an old truck. They fill it full of stuff. They take it over there to Mexico, sell the stuff at a higher price. So they're not only are they illegal here, but then they're cheating the people over there, but it's stuff the people want because they up-price it. And then they turn around and they come right back, and they do this on a regular basis, and they just have their way in and out. And I say to her, I go, well, how do they do that? How do they, you know, like, get out illegally, like, you know, get back in? And she's like, oh, they just cross over, you know, and everything. And these are illegal people, and they come and go as if it was no big deal at all.
Well, that's the thing.
So,
if you've got a car, if you've got a car, you just drive right across.
Well, they leave the car there. They walk back. They have a way that they come back, and they walk back. But they leave the car there. They sell everything there. And they make thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, I don't even.
It's crazy,
Debbie. I don't even blame those folks trying to make money. The problem is that it will drive us down to third world status, and just wreck all of our futures, and it won't help Mexico either. And so it's just very, very serious, Debbie. That is an amazing deal to give people three and 2 day shipping. I mean, two-day shipping is like 50-something bucks on average. 3-day is like $30. So you guys are really doing this as an amazing special right now. Folks, you know, you forgot to get that present for your friends or family or a gift for your own family. Get the $199 Big Berkey Light with the black elements. Tens of thousands of gallons. Cuts everything out. Your children deserve it. This is what I personally use. $259, get it with the lighting system and the recharging system for an emergency backup devices. They've got all sorts of little solar panels that power devices. They've got sheltering in place videos. They've got sports bottles that will make swamp water clean to drink, 130 refills, tap water, 630 refills. They've just got every sort of special made in America and at prices lower than Chinese and Indian knockoffs. Give Debbie a call right now. New Millennium Concepts, 1-888-803-4438. Blower phones off the wall. It's made in America. High quality products. 1-888-803-4438. Last chance, or BerkeyWater.com. BerkeyWater.com. Big fat link to their website at InfoWars.com. And if you can also order at InfoWars.com off our shopping cart, and we'll get them that order today, and then we'll ship that out to you tomorrow. So we get the order, we just fax it right over to Debbie. If you want to do it at InfoWars.com on the Yahoo shopping cart, you can do it that way, and then she drop ships it, 888-803-4438 or InfoWars.com. And Debbie, thank you for holding while I had Glenn Spencer on. What happens is I set you up for the show, and then my producer does other stuff. It's my fault, and you're a sweetheart.
Oh, that's okay. And remember, we're going to be closed the week between Christmas and New Year's. So get your orders in today and tomorrow.
Yeah, people shouldn't wait. And plus, I didn't even know you were going to offer that deal. So it's just an insane deal. 888-803-4438. Stop procrastinating. Don't give your family junk. Give them a Big Berkey. Give them a sports bottle. I mean, they got stuff from $25 up to, you know, $300. They got huge units, teeny units. 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Bye. Thank you.
You bet. Have a very wonderful Christmas. I committed another crime. Scott in Wisconsin. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Go ahead. Sorry for making you hold. Go ahead.
That's okay. a few things real quick. What your first guest didn't understand is that the today's youth is lacking the godly qualities of the past generations and can't be trusted with the authority he wants to give them.
Well, some of the youth, we always say that about them, that some of our young people are smarter than ever because they crack through the control. But some of it, but I'll have to say, I mean, it is unbelievably some of these kids.
And I understand that the they're still spying on us and they're spying on your show definitely. So I'd like to report an act of terrorism that's about to happen. There was 250 pounds of explosive missing from New Mexico. Obviously, a black ops operation. And, you know, this is, I believe that there's going to come a time, your program states that the empire's on the run. I believe that there's going to come a time when they're going to be tired of running. The filthy sodomite Illuminati's in the White House and the rest of the world are going to go in their little hole in the ground, call their forward observers to have Russia and China take care of this American problem. And then when they come out and brush their hands off and say, that's enough of that, God's going to take his big foot and squash the bugs that they are.
Well, I tend to agree with you. And very well said, Scott. Anything else?
No, thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, it's New Mexico. Federal investigators probe high-tech explosives theft. About 400 pounds of explosive material missing. And so we better give up all of our rights now, because the bones of Al-Qaeda.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I saw this yesterday and even today. I'm just barely mentioning it, but it's a huge story. Federal investigators probe high-tech explosives theft. And it says it's the type of 400 pounds of a C4 and a bunch of detonators. And it says it's the stuff that military operatives and terrorists, you mean military operatives, use. And it's perfect for blowing up, obviously, support columns. And then you just have a plane fly into it and blame it on that. And 2,500 detonators were missing from a storage explosive container or magazine in a bunker owned. Somebody cut through it with blowtorches. And this is the very same government training ground out there that then had this private bunker on it where the BATF practiced blowing up cars, Ryder trucks, exactly a few months before the 95 Alfred P. Murrah building bombing. Yes! Yes! So we should be very concerned. John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Yes, Alex. This is about Mr. Sterling, who was your guest earlier. I'm reading a news report from Associated Press out of Johnson City, Tennessee, News Channel 6. They have, let me just read this paragraph real quick. The coordinator for the Office of Homeland Security in East Tennessee says Al-Qaeda is active in that part of the state. John Sterling told police, fire, and emergency personnel that known terrorist supporters live in East Tennessee. Officials met to discuss the best way to combat the threat and how best to spend federal dollars to keep the region safe.
Pure baloney. If there's supposed threats, they should go get them. But there is no. It's more baloney. That guy is evil. He's really, really slick. I just think he's a useful idiot.
Yeah, I think he's pretty blind. But right here, he said he met with people to see how they're going to spend federal dollars. He needs to get his mouth off the federal government's teat, and he'll start paying attention. I've been to the drills of the Tennessee State Guard and all other stuff where I've talked to people, and they're like, "Hey, you know, what are you going to do if you have to take people's guns?" They're like, "Well, you know, we got to do what you got to do because you don't know if they're Al-Qaeda." So, I mean, you know.
No, I know. It's sick.
So what's he going to do? Is his group of little tattletale kids, are they going to, you know, support
me? I mean, can you imagine when they come to take our guns and we fight back? See, they are terrorists. They're fighting back. They won't let us break their families up and take them to FEMA camps.
But they're all trained in the Constitution because they had a 15-minute course. So I guess everything's all right, so.
Well, that's why I made the joke about the 15-minute course. Yeah. I know. I just wanted to illustrate. Just totally, they didn't go to the FEMA camp when ordered, and they were the Al-Qaeda's.
But I was saying, you know, he's getting paid by the federal government, so I hope he opens up his eyes. So I'll try to send him a tape. If other people in Tennessee can get a tape to him, perhaps he'll wake up and have someone good on the inside instead of someone, you know.
Yeah, we need to have people go join that and look at it from the inside. Thanks for the call. Last call, Chris in Arkansas. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. You had a caller on very early in the broadcast named Jim, and he was talking about why he's under the Constitution because he hasn't signed anything. And the reason, and you elaborate on this a lot, we don't have rights because a bunch of men sat down 230 years ago and wrote it all out on a document. We have rights because they come from God.
And all that does is restrain the government and say, you got to follow this. Here's your law.
Right. All the Constitution does is recognize that you have rights. And kind of
the Constitution limits the scope of the government and gives it powers. We have rights. It has powers.
Well, they have the power to protect that right. That's why the government's instituted. That's the purpose of government, is to punish evildoers and to protect your civil liberties and your civil rights. As people say the same thing about the Bible. They get confused. When was the Council of Nicaea? Did they form the Bible in AD 325? No, they didn't do that. They recognized that the Bible was the inspired word of God, and they collected those documents and put them together in AD 325.
Yeah, we're out of time. Great points. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, and I'll get more into this. Bombs missing. There's so much other stuff. It's just all crazy. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And don't wait. Order today, and there's a good chance you can get it by Christmas. A lot of big specials at InfoWars.com on the videos and books. And be sure and visit PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless you all. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.